blood red skies in the morning, pitch black heavens every night. Take them forth as a warning that the winter fire need be bright. Fierce the blaze on the mountain sheds its light for miles around, while the stream and the fountain are frozen and locked in the ground. Now the leprous white lady leads her train of the lost, leads the spirits through glade and wood and goodly fields of frost. Summer's consort marks brightly the tall and golden-haired prince, and she came to him nightly with pomegranate and quince.
Dead and gone is her lover, the most fair and radiant of all.
Now she'll never recover, the king cut down in the fall. Now the leprous white lady leads her train of the lost, leads the spirits who played and mourned and goodly fields of frost. While the climbing sun tarried, as if his marches were stayed, at midsummer they married mortal man and immortal maid. Has the king ever reckoned what he gives for the royal crown? To be god but a second ere the sun starts his course ever down.
Now the leprous white lady leads the train of the lost, leads the spirits in play.
Summer and after, in the sear and brown of the fall, days were filled with their laughter and nights with their echoing call. But as autumn leaves smolder and the smoke slowly drifts in the air, so the young king grew older and withered and died in despair. Now the leprous white lady
leads the spirits through glade and wood and woodly fields of frost.
Nine white maidens attend her where she treads without leaving spoor, as she seeks her defender who will take the crown once more. By the light of the beacon you can see her pass through the rain. She'll not weary nor weaken till she finds the wintertide king.
Now the leprous white lady leads her train of the lost, leads the spirits through glade.